They're going to run a reverse. They're sweeping Patterson. The Browns are out there, and they have him. Jaquel Jackson nailed him at the 14-yard line. No gain on the play.
Browns fans, I'm now joined by the captain of the defense, Jaquel Jackson. Jaquel, welcome.
Good to be here.
Man, you just coming off the practice field. How's everything been coming along out there?
Everything's going well right now. We're coming off a win and looking to build off of that. The first 2 weeks, it was a bit of a struggle, but we're able to settle things down and actually get a win in on the road. So we're looking forward to this week against Cincinnati.
Let's talk about that win, because last week your veteran leadership within that locker room helped rally the troops to keep them focused on the task at hand, which was ultimately winning last week's game. But what was your message to the club?
It really wasn't a lot said, to be honest with you. With everything going on, all you can do in those situations is control what you can control. And that was showing up to work, not really talking about the what ifs and what you can't control. So it was a matter of a group effort, just doing my job and leading by example. We talked about all week just doing your job and getting the first one and winning the one. And we were able to go to Minnesota, defensively stop the run. And offensively, we made some incredible plays down the stretch, and we won the game. So it's a great testament of the character of guys we got in the building. And with everything that was going on last week, no one other than the guys in the building thought we could pull off the win last week, and we did.
How much has this defense grown over the past 3 weeks?
Every week is getting better. Every week is getting much better. You know, Ray, he allows us to, you know, he calls the game based on what's going on, based on, you know, if we're making plays up front. Our front seven is probably one of the best in the NFL, with the big guys that play in front of me, with Tomba Rubin, Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard. I mean, that's just to name a few, but those guys have been playing extremely good football, and it helps everyone on the back end. So my success will be based on how well they play. They're doing a great job right now.
Ponder back to pass. Pressure coming. Mingo's got him, and he brings him down.
And you guys are gearing up this weekend for the Battle of Ohio against the Cincinnati Bengals. When you look at this offense, Jaquel, is this one of the toughest offenses that you guys will face throughout the season?
I think so.
And you faced them twice.
Yeah, I think so. I think this will be the best offense we'll face this year. They have two great tight ends. They have a receiver on the edge, A.J. Green, obviously. He's one of the top receivers in this league. Andy Dalton is playing lights out. So we definitely have our it's definitely going to be a good test for us this weekend.
Peterson straight up the gut. He got hit. The ball came out. He got hit by Jaquel Jackson, and the Browns say they have it. And Jaquel Jackson knocked it out, Doug.